Kick back, grab a glass, if I should ever find myself,
and enjoy.
To simply think of the one that I love, would pick up a pencil and a piece
coming
of paper.
Coming up, we got a special guest.
Begin to write.
Yes.
Well, one Mister. Night I found myself in that situation.
Bama Boy Tootsie. So coming up here live on the buzz, all right? Just for you. Kick back, grab a glass.
Get there right away.
forbidden, I still think I need you. For there's something I can't resist when I look into your eyes. And if I were teaching, I'd talk about Romeo and Juliet. We'd make a much more pretty picture. This much I bet. Cause no fairy tale is gonna leave my love for you.
Brady Smart, the song is Thoughts, man. Hey, live from Air Force One right here, the Buzz Studio, W the Buzz. That's right. Hey, we cross the airwaves 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, anywhere, anytime, any place around the globe. Hey, welcome to Monday Night Madness. I'm your host, WB. My main man, the Waymaker, he's out on assignment, so he'll join us shortly, probably next week or so. But anyway, we've got a special guest here tonight, and this man, he's from Alabama, Bama boy, Tootsie. Did I get that right? Are you in Alabama, my friend?
I'm in Alabama. You got it right, OG.
All right. Hey, man, kick back, grab a glass, and tell your friends to tune in, chime in. As a matter of fact, if they're on Facebook, tell them to go to Studio W_Buzz. Studio W_Buzz. That way they can leave a comment, all right? They can drop us a dime and tell us what's going on. You know, how they feel about this, right? Hey, my friends, hey, 007, she's listening right now. How you doing, girl? And as a matter of fact, we had to shorten her name to 00. Yes. And I expect a lot of you guys to tune in. So kick back and grab a glass. Special guest here, Bama Boy Tootsie. Hey, let's get into it right now. Hey, Bama boy, let's tell us a little bit about yourself. Let's see. When did you get started? When did you get started in music? At what age?
Man, I started in music, honestly, eighth grade. You know what I'm saying? I started in the choir. So once the choir ended, you know, I had a little knack for it. But my brother, honestly, he's a singer out of the family, and he showed me some stuff. So I just kept going with it.
Right. So it's just, you and your brother. Now, do you have one brother, a couple of brothers, sisters?
I got an older brother. I got three older brothers. I got a little sister. You feel me? I'm the middle child. You feel me? Like, so.
Right. Now, you were saying that your brother, he inspired you. So, and you said he's the singer out of the group.
Yeah. He don't even sing no more. I had to make him get on the track with me. He don't even sing no more, man. He just used to sing all the time around the house.
Right. Okay. Now, I have four tracks up for me right now. Sprung, Out on You.
Out on You. Yeah.
Do My Thing.
Yeah, I sent you one more too. I sent you a little tape, man. It should have popped up. I sent you one more too.
Well, I have Greyhound.
Greyhound, Sprung Out, Do My Thing, Should Be Mary's.
I got Mary's too. I've got that.
Yeah, and then it should have been one more, a little Tay. That's all it say, a little Tay.
Okay, I'll see if I can find that while this show is going on. But now you said you started singing when you were in the eighth grade. I mean, we're gonna come back and pick up on more of that right after this. Let's do this one right now. And now, ladies and gentlemen, and you know I often do this, it depends on the recommendation. If I have a respected artist or one of my producers, whether it is the Waymaker, you know, or Miss Bessie Stokes, you know, I'll just go on and play it. So I'm hearing this the same time you are, and this is the first time. Let's do this right now, and this one is Sprung Out on You.
Yeah. I like the way that sound. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
To myself,
got me sprung out on you. I like that. I like that champ, that tune. I got to ask you.
What's up? What's up?
Okay. Who wrote that?
I wrote it. I made a beat too.
Okay. Hey, this cat is multi-talented here. You did the beats also.
Yeah, I wrote it and made the beat. Yeah. Yes, sir.
Okay, you got to tell us a little bit about it, because there are a lot of up-and-coming artists. They're saying, okay, and they take, well, not take, but they learn from other artists. Now, when you say you wrote the beats too, what do you mean? Did you use a beat machine? You designed that? How did that come about?
All right, so basically, like, you know what I'm saying? I do have a beat maker, you feel me?
Right.
See, what happened was, you know, he had moved, and I just really wanted to get in the studio. So I had downloaded FL Studio. And so I can't remember that song. I was watching, you know that movie, Grease?
I do.
Yeah, I was watching Grease. And so the beat came from, I want to say it was that song towards the end. And I just kind of flipped it a little bit.
Right.
And I said, okay, I like this. You know what I'm saying? It was a love song anyway. So I was like, okay, I got me sprung out on you. So I just kept going with that.
Okay. So now, I understand now. You said you were in the eighth grade, and that's when you start singing in the choir. Okay.
Yeah, I started singing in the choir, and then I started rapping. Y'all say I used to be rapping first. This will be my second year doing blues, man.
Yeah. Only your second year doing blues.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, you know, you can throw it in a whole, a few genres there. It could be blues. It could be Southern soul. Also, add a country beat to it as well.
Yeah, yeah, though I said it kind of all put together. Like I said, I got the little melody from Grease. That it's the song at the end of the movie. That's where I got the melody from. Though I said it's just a little bit of everything mixed up, and I just throwed it together.
Right, right. Now you say you started singing when you were in the eighth grade. Did you also sing in the church?
Yeah, yeah.
You
church
did.
Choir. Yeah.
Okay, you sing in the church in the choir. Hey, tell us a little bit about that experience too, and how that attributed your development, your sound, that gospel background, how much did that play into what you're doing?
All right, so basically, like, you know, with being in the church, you know, they going with choir rehearsal and stuff like that, you know what I'm saying? It's different. You got to find a different note. And I also,
tell me about it.
I went from a baritone to an alto, you know what I'm saying? So, like, my voice is naturally deep, but I can sing high a little bit. It ain't too much different, but I can sing high a little bit. But so what happened was, my brother. it ain't too much different than the OG, you know what I'm saying? Right. Like, so,
man, this is cool, man.
Oh, yeah, yeah. So when my brother, like I said, I was in the choir with my brother and stuff, man. So eighth grade, my cousin-in-law, you know, cousin, but either way, he part of the family. He was a rapper and a DJ. So I used to go over there and holler at him. And I used to sing and stuff when he, like, played all the old school songs. Like, I grew up in the country, so I grew up on all, like, 70s, anywhere from 70s and up. I grew up on old school music. I like TK Soul all day. I like SOS Band, everything like that. I love it.
Yeah.
Grew up on it.
Right. I was playing, as a matter of fact, I was playing something earlier, and I noticed that you were on, listening. You were bopping to that too.
Yeah, I said, oh, he jamming. Yeah.
Hey, Kim Rogers. Hey, girl. Oh, that is one of my favorite people out of Longview, Texas. Oh, she's listening too. Thank you so much.
My
loyal fans, I just love you guys. Man, we have them from anywhere from Texas to Arkansas, Richmond, Virginia. That's where I am right now. New York City, Washington, D.C., California. That was my old town, brother. What happened? Yeah. I started this station. Thank God. We're in our 10th year right now. I started this in Southern California.
Right.
Southern California, man, self-owned, self-operated, and I can't say it has not been a challenge, so I understand. And
I ain't gonna lie, you ain't doing nothing, but you know what I'm saying, you putting yourself out there, but you still helping these artists like me, you feel me? Like, either way, that what's up though, OG.
Man, this is what I love about what I do. And the whole premise is that, you know, my whole thing, brother, is that I didn't want to be mainstream radio, and they only play their top 20. Or the top 10, top 40, and you hear the same songs over and over again, you know,
each and every.
And I want to bring new, fresh talent to the airwaves. And so I want to thank you for doing this, man. I like that first jam of yours. We're going to play another one. But it's like two brothers sitting in, you know, how we sitting on the front porch or sitting in the backyard, you know, sitting around the fire pit or whatever it is. And we're just having a conversation, playing some music. And so,
hey, get what, OG? What you think I'm sitting there on the front porch? Hey man, I'm still your country man. You can't change it in me. I'm still your country man. I love it.
It's all right. There's nothing wrong with that. You know, as a matter of fact, as you there's another down. I mean, real damn brother. Just natural. Man, come on. One thing I don't deal with, I don't deal with phony people, right? I don't care whether you're a friend. I mean, you are someone I know or an artist, whatever it is, right? I just love genuine people. And I kind of see that in your personality, that you're a genuine person, just like you're on the radio right now. But I have a feeling that if we met person to person, face to face, it will be the same type of conversation.
Yeah, I ain't gonna change up though. I said I'm sitting on the front porch, man. I'm in the country. I'm country boy, country bred, country raised. You know what I'm saying? I don't change up.
Hey, look here. I'm sitting in the studio, but I don't change either, brother. I can certainly appreciate that.
Hey, I see you
still
keeping the same energy, OG. I'm with it. I like it, man.
Man,
I love it.
Look, we're having so much fun, man. What I'm gonna do?
Hey,
let's do this, and then we'll come back, and I want to talk to you a little bit more, and let's do this right here.
Right,
is that all right with you? Huh?
That's all right.
Hey, tell your friends, they need to chime in, bro.
Hey, I already got it.
Okay, all right.
Think, OG.
Hold on.
Hold on. Let me do my
thing. Okay. Drop the mic. Stop the presses. Man, I love that jam.
That was straight.
Love that jam. Yes, sir. It's that. You know what? I have a saying. If there are songs that I really, really like, they go into the rotation. Now, Now, you know what the rotation means, don't you?
I already know how I'm going to go ahead and run that one.
Okay. I'm running it. This station stays on 24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
I know. I got it.
Okay. All right. Look here. Make sure you tell everybody that you know about this network, because this is the thing about it. Everybody know about the mainstream radio and these types, but they don't know about, just like they don't know about a lot of you great artists. Okay. Mm. You take Southern Soul and a lot of the blues, that's down in that, what I would call that Bible Belt down in that area, right? And they get their notoriety and popularity down there. But what about the rest of the country? They need to hear these gems. They need to appreciate these gems and these artists. Bama Boy Tootsie, man, hold on. Good gracious, man. The only regret I have on that song right there, it wasn't long enough.
Look, it was like 3 minutes and 20 seconds. That's all I had on
it. I understand that. Okay, that is a compliment to you, brother, because I enjoyed it so much, man. I didn't want it to end right there. Hey, guys, gals, let us know what you think about this, okay? And you can drop us a line right now.
OG, I already put them on the phone, man. I told them folk to rock with you.
Hey, tell them rock with me. And
yes, sir.
Absolutely.
I already told them folk to rock with you. Yes, sir.
All right. And we got to do this thing, man. And we've got to spread this great music around the country, because that's what we do here on The Buzz. We are a different type of radio. Okay.
That right.
We want to bring up these young, talented artists that may not have a platform or get the recognition that they should get. And we've only played two songs by this brother right here, and I love both of them. And that last one right there.
That do my thing. Yeah, I do my thing, man.
Man, look here. I tell you what. If my finger slip and I play it again, okay, it really wasn't an accident. I just want you to know right now.
They're right.
Oh, man. And you know what? I think what we need to do right now, brother.
There was a young lady.
And I love this artist. Oh, my gosh. She's one of my favorites, all-time favorites.
Oh, yeah?
That is Patricia Miles, a.k.a. Diva Soul.
Miss Diva Soul herself.
I love her. I just love this woman.
Hey, when I say she can blow. I love her, too.
Don't you think I know right now?
I already know what's going on. Look, I love her. I promise you. I tell her all the time. She be going in.
She's an awesome, and you know what I really like about her, and people like you, your personalities are undeniable, meaning that when somebody meets you for the first time,
they won't forget.
Why you keep stealing the words out of my mouth?
Hey, I'm just being honest, OG. I told you I'm just being myself, man. Country bread. I'm just being myself, OG.
I want you to be yourself. Hey, look here. I don't know what she told you now, but when our artists come on this network, you know what I hear more often than not?
What it?
This was the best interview I've ever had. All right? And that's the way I want it. But see, the thing about it is the reason why I hope and I think they feel that way. Because it's really not an interview. It's a conversation.
Yeah, we just talking.
We just talking, man. And just
chilling, man, listening to music. Like you said, we just talking, listening to music, man. It's simple.
And you know, the beauty of this, and the whole world gets a chance to tune in.
I'm tuned in with you right here. So I already shared it. We're going to let them know.
Share with everybody. And tell them to share with everybody. This is how we do this, all right? So let's go and drop this on this lady right here.
Which one you on next?
This one right here. Is that all right with you, brother? Come on.
Ooh, yeah, yeah.
Come on, girl.
Sweet love it.
Oh, my.
Love it. Come on, baby.
Come on.
Waiting on what I got for you, baby. We'll make our loving strong. You don't have to worry. We'll be okay.
Man, look.
I got that sweet loving.
That girl.
It's gonna
make your day.
Come and get some love.
Sweet loving.
Sweet loving.
Good loving.
Hey, hey, what would be a song of holiday?
Yeah. Breakfast in the morning, good loving at night. We can walk in the park, baby, if that's alright.
That's alright, girl.
Don't be in a hurry, we can take our time. This sweet loving I got, it's gonna blow your mind.
Come and get some loving.
Sweet loving.
Sweet loving.
Cause you know what we gon' do. We can take it to the bedroom, the kitchen, and the living room too. That's called sweet loving. You know that's how we do.
Come and get some loving.
Yeah, baby.
Sweet loving.
Sweet loving.
Real good loving.
I got what you want. I got
come
what you
and
need.
Monday Night Madness, this is WB. Oh, that's right. You guys kick back, grab a glass. Come on.
Y'all know.
Oh, boy. Oh,
WB
boy.
Studio, man. Let go.
Hey, man, I'm having a blast, brother. And I just met this brother, man, a few days ago. Just met this brother.
Last week, last Wednesday or Thursday, one of them.
Yes, yes, absolutely. And I want to thank, oh, my goodness. Diva Soul.
Yeah, man.
Patricia.
Diva Soul. No, I said, shout out to me, Patricia, man. Shout out to me, Pat.
Patricia Miles. Oh, that's right. I'm calling you out right now. Diva Soul.
Yeah.
I just love this artist, right? And I've said this often on this song, right? That's one of my favorites. That's one of my favorite songs. I'm not talking about just for this Monday night or whatever it is. It's overall. I play this song throughout the weeks. And I told her, I said, oh, my God, you shouldn't have done that. That's the kind of song make a man write a bad check. I mean, you know.
Not a bad check. Not a bad check.
Make him empty his savings account. Oh, my goodness. And I tell the guys, I said, look here. You hear this song coming over, and you're driving, pull over. Because you're going to crash your car.
Not crash the car. You said pull over. That's right. It gets on that sweet loving.
Oh, my. And she, look at it. I know she means what she said, too. Oh, you got another fan that's tuned in. Oh, let's do this. You may recognize this.
What you got?
Lady Coco 7.
Hey, Lady Coco 706.
706.
Yes, sir. Yes,
in the
sir.
House.
Coco.
In the house.
Let's go.
Come on. Man, you hanging out with me.
We like to ride.
Bammy. Bama.
We like to ride some things.
Boy.
What's up? What's up?
Tootsie.
Giddy up.
Come on.
Baby. Giddy up so we can't no more.
I already told you, man. I told you this
was
going
to
happen.
I should have made a band to it.
We like
man.
To rock and sing.
Yeah, we got a band to it, man.
Giddy up now, baby.
Come on.
Giddy up till we can't no more.
boots on. And my sexy had to match, ready to get it on. I'm looking for a cowboy, he gotta be 6'2". He gotta be thick with it, he gotta know just what to do.
Hey, OG, she need to throw me on that one.
Man.
Let me ride.
Come on now.
Your ATV, let's roll from side to side.
Man, this ain't no joke, bro.
And it's going down. This is how we do it in the dirty, dirty.
Come on.
How we like to ride.
She said it dirty, dirty so.
We like to ride them things slow.
Nah, I can't stop, OG.
Giddy up, now, baby. Giddy up so we can't no more.
Come on.
We like to ride. We like to ride them. Giddy up, giddy up, giddy up now, baby. Giddy up so we can't no more. The party don't stop, y'all. It's time to bust a move. One monkey don't stop, no show. Let me see what you're gonna do.
Man, this is
call your daddy and your auntie too. We finna play some down home blues. They gotta know how to saddle. They gotta bust a move. Come on, auntie, shake your thing. Let me show you what you're gonna do. You can back it up to the right. You can back it up to the left.
Come on, now.
You can even do it all by yourself. We like to ride. We like to ride them things slow. Giddy up, giddy up, giddy up now, baby. Giddy up so we can't no more. We like to ride them things slow. Ooh. Giddy up, giddy up, giddy up now, baby. Giddy up so we can't no more. Just giddy up to the right and giddy up to the left. Don't matter how you giddy up, you can do it all by yourself. Just giddy up to the right and giddy up to the left. Don't matter how you giddy up.
Stay rough, man.
We like to ride, ride, ride. We like to ride the
plane. Hey, G. Hey, we flying.
Ride, ride. We like to ride.
Live ride, from the cockpit ride, of like Air Force One.
Ride, ride, ride,
the
ride,
buzz, baby.
Like
that's right.
We like to ride the plane.
Giddy up.
Giddy up. Giddy up now, baby. Giddy up so we can't no more. We like to ride.
Hey, that's right. Hey, look here. Lady Coco 7. Some people said 706. I said
706. 706.
706 is all right with me. Look here. You're riding.
That down south music, man.
Man. Shucks, brother. Look, I just moved. Look. I can't take another move. Okay, I just moved our whole network from Southern California to Virginia. Guys, look here. I'm not going to move again down south, but guess what? If I had a chance to, I certainly would hang out with you guys because I just love the vibe.
We're down in the country, OG. That's all it is, man. Jet country.
And then again, and then you got good food down there, too.
You know everybody know how to fry some chicken. You know, I ain't lying. You know,
hey, Bama, man, we're gonna meet one day, okay? We're gonna meet.
Oh, man,
we're gonna meet. Hey, check this out. Okay, hey, Bama, I need you to do something. Your Wi-Fi is kind of acting up a little bit, so I'm gonna play something by Bruce J.
Hold on.
Okay. All right.
All right. Let me know. All right.
And I tell you what, I've met so many great artists. Some of you know. I've had Gita Jones on. I've had, let's go down the list a little bit. Wonderful.
Hey, I got a show with Gita Jones on June the 1st.
What?
Yeah, I'm serious.
Hey, look here. Will you tell Gita that you were on with me? because I had Jeter on. As a matter of fact, I traveled, it was in, oh my God, Florence, South Carolina. And,
oh, yeah.
And I had a chance to meet Jeter after he had already been on this network. I met him, Jeter Jones, Sir Charles Jones, love Sir Charles.
Yeah, here to go. Godfather soul. You already know how to go.
Man, look, brother, you already know. I met Fat Daddy and somebody else. And, before I could get to Tucker, he was on that show also, right? He had already left. It was, no problem. It was a security situation by the time I got backstage, you know. But I did get a chance, and I have a photo with me and Sir Charles Jones. Jeter Jones is the one that needed to let security know, let this brother back here and stop playing. That was Jeter Jones.
Yeah.
Real brother, man. Yeah. I love Jeter Jones.
Yeah.
Tell him, please.
I got a show with him June 1st, man.
Please let him know.
Lunkin, Georgia.
If he's not listening tonight, please let him know that you were on, right? Okay.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I got you. I'm going to show you. You know who Uncle Daddy is?
Uncle Daddy?
Yeah, the little short dude.
Oh! Oh, my God. I'm so glad. Is he on that show?
He sang Snapper.
Okay. Hey, do you know him personally?
I did a show with him.
Okay. Tell you what. Tell him I need to talk to him. Because, as a matter of fact, I talked to Bessie Stokes. And did Bessie produce that show?
No, I went through my homeboy. He signed me up with the show. I don't know who did that show, but it was down here in Alabama in Fort Mitchell.
I tell you what.
But I definitely did the show with him and met him and everything, man. Cool little dude, man.
Man, I love cool. This cat. If you have his number, text him and tell him to tune in right now.
I got it. I got a brother number. I send it to you.
Yep. You have what now?
His brother number.
Send it to me.
I got you.
Man, that's one of my favorite. He is funny as hell.
Yeah,
And he's supposed to, as a matter of fact, Bessie said she's going to hook him up to come on this show one night.
Now, OG, you know what, man? You'll have a good time together.
Look, I told you that 30 minutes ago.
I know it, but I'm saying, though, I'm back. Now we play music and I'm back talking. We'll have a good time together, man. I just be chilling.
Man, look, I'm a real dude.
That's right, and I can see it, though. I said we have a good time together, man.
That's right. And
I forgot we was on the interview. I thought I was just talking to one of my that's
the way this thing's supposed to go. Okay.
I didn't forget we doing the whole interview and everything.
That's right.
One of my folks.
You know, it's kind of like you and I, we're kicking back and listening to music and talking. Right?
Yeah.
That's the way it's supposed to be, brother. And that's why the buzz... Studio W, let me just go and drop a little dime for myself here. Studio W.
I just shared everything on Facebook.
Hey, please do, brother. Please do.
Yes,
please.
Sir. Yes,
thank
sir.
You
I
so
ain't
much.
Do like that. Yes, sir. Just shared it. Kept the video over and everything. Put the link on there. StudioBud.com. Let go. WWZ. Let go.
And though,
I had my phone in my hand. I was showing everybody, like, dude, what we going to do?
Man, we going to. Hey, look at. And you coming back, too. I got to have you back on. Is that cool with you?
I don't care if me and you go live and just stream. We can go back and forth with song. We'll see how we like that song. It ain't got to be none of my music. We can just talk about them.
Hey, you know what? Hey, let's talk. No, I'm serious about that. I like the idea.
Yeah.
Okay.
Guess what?
It doesn't take me long. It doesn't take me long to make a decision. You already know that by now. Because when I first talked to you, and I saw how accommodating you were, because you're a music artist and things like that. You are not an arrogant person.
Oh, no, nah, man. I'm humble. I'm humble. Got to be humble, man, because you'll never know. You feel me? Got to be humble.
You have to.
You can be doing music or doing whatever you're doing, working a 9-to-5, and you can just like that. Got to be humble. Got to stay humble.
And you know what else is that? With you being humble and being a nice person, you don't know how you can uplift and pick somebody else up if they're having a bad day.
You know what I'm saying, bro? It be their energy.
Man, I'm going to adopt you. You're my brother already. I just, and look, hey, look, let's do this. And then we'll get back to you. But man, I have to acknowledge this brother.
Okay, because go ahead, let run it.
Without this brother, I wouldn't have met you. Okay?
And that's, okay, let's run. Let go.
That's Bruce. Yeah. That's Bruce J.
I had to put this track together.
Okay, you understand? You know how this works.
Come on. Come on.
Right.
Everybody come on. Let's party now.
Let's party now.
Everybody come on. Let's party now. It's a party up in here. Go ahead and do your thing. I'm turned to 10. I wanna see who can really hang. Everybody come on now. Hit the dance floor. Work that body, work that body. Don't you let it go.
Cross the great now, leave it at five. and she hate them. She tied all of your lies. She won't try to her line. So many times that you messed up. You thought everything would be alright. Well, you better get your rest up. Cause it's gonna be a long ride. I can't get down on my knees and say, I'm sorry I am. The mistakes I made in my past, they don't judge who I am. No.
She said she wanna go. Red, green, or on the other side.
She said it's time to go.
Cross the great town, leave it at five.
She said she wanna go.
Red, green, or on the other side.
She said it's time to go.
Cross the great town, leave it at five.
Ain't green, and our wounds ain't deep, and our love ain't cool, and everyone ain't me. See, I'm a good man,
yes I am.
Little do you know, all I gotta say is you're gonna miss me when I'm.
She said it's time to go. Cause the breakdown, even if I'm.
Yeah, that mirror son.
Wow.
What'd you think, okay. OG?
I got one word for you.
What you got?
Rotation. Rotation, brother. I don't even know why you asked me that question because
I was in my feeling when I made that one.
Hold it. Repeat. You said you were in your feelings. Did you say that?
I was in my feeling when I made that one.
Look here. I tell you what. When you're in feelings next time, make another one. Okay. Make another one. Brother. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
I don't know if it's going to be with that Greyhound with it, though. You know what I'm saying?
Man, look, I love all of them. The strangest thing.
You said what?
No. Let me tell you what is a strange thing.
What
is that most radio stations, before they play your music, they want to hear it first.
Mm-hmm.
I love taking chances.
That's why I asked you, did you listen to him yet?
And what did I tell you?
Wait, you said you wanted to be a surprise. I said, you going to like it, man. Like, it's straight.
That's what I did. Because, number one, Patricia, you know the kind of music that she produces, but not only that, I mean, puts out there. And then I had to honor Lady Coco. Some people say 706. I say 706.
Yeah, 706. Coco, yeah. 706.
Yeah, yep. I already know what it is, but I like to use the word zero.
Mm-hmm.
706, and I'll tell you why.
What it?
Because when you start talking in the vernacular, O is a number.
How the hell you spell that?
Come on.
I
need to talk to Bruce J too, because I've got so many ideas about songs and stuff like that, because I love writing myself, right?
Yeah.
And I come up with the craziest things, in my opinion, makes sense.
You have some stuff in the back of your mind, OG?
Always, 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 bro. And we can talk.
You got my email in that here. Throw me something. Let me make something.
Well, I tell you what. And you also have my number too, don't you?
Yeah.
Okay.
Throw me something.
I tell you what. And let's put it like this. And I don't say this often. But to you, I'm a phone call away.
Shit, say no more. Don't hit you. Yeah. Throw something out there.
Hey, let's talk about this. Because, oh my God. This has been so fair. Tell you what.
What's
let's
up?
Do this.
What's up?
Let's acknowledge some people that's listening.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And I have to acknowledge.
Let me hear. Let me
oh
hear.
My
let
God. Me my number one fan. Mm-hmm. And see, I tell you, because I have about five people in my top five, and I love them because I like that. I like that. But they're also my greatest critics, which I also appreciate.
Yeah.
If something's not going right, I need to know about it.
They're right.
Okay. And I, this might sound strange. I love being corrected. If there's a problem, tell me about it so I can improve on it. Otherwise, I'm going on a false premise.
They're right.
I can't do that. I want to bring the best to a global audience. And we circle this thing 24 hours a day, ladies and gentlemen. And let me drop.
Let me go ahead. Go on, play. Let me hear some. Give me some.
No, I want to drop this right now. I'm talking about how the audience can tune in, because a lot of people a lot of people are on Facebook. They're on LinkedIn, Twitter.
Yeah.
But also our major platforms are StudioW.Buzz. 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 Hey, Bruce J. He says, blessing to everybody. Hey, Bruce, we just played your song Party. I hope you heard that. Let me know in the comment section, all right? But StudioW.Buzz, because.
Tell Bruce J. we tuned in, man.
That's right. And guess what? Hey, Bama, this show, tell your friends, in case some of them missed it.
Yeah.
They're going to hear this again in about 24 hours. Go to the website.
Okay, let me ask you this. What, you just play the blues music, right? Or like all R&B, Southern Soul, anything like that?
I play all of it.
Okay.
Okay, but as far as your last song is concerned, that last song of yours, we got to talk about that a little bit.
What, somebody do my thing? You're talking about Greyhound.
Ooh, boy. We're going to talk about that one. Because then we got.
I told you, OG, I was in my feeling, man. I don't know what you want. I can't tell you nothing. I just in my feeling, man. She told me I had to go. Get what? That shit. Give me the Greyhound ticket. As she told me I had to get up out of there. Greyhound leaving up out of there. I had to go.
Oh my God. Oh my God.
Hey man, don't be laughing at me. OG, I told
no,
you.
I gotta laugh, bro. No, hey man.
Hey, I'm gonna be myself, man. Always, man.
Please. Please.